everyone. I'm Jason Gilbertson, and welcome again to the Winchester Life Quick Shots podcast. I'm here with Kyle Massanelli today. Hello, Kyle.
Hi, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm good. So we are diving into super suppressed ammunition, which is exciting. We have a lot of great offerings. Obviously, you're going to cover all the great benefits of those for us today. Rifle, pistol, handgun. Before we get into that, though, you know, I think it'd be good just to kind of talk through, you know, who uses this type of ammunition. I obviously recognize there's hunters out there and recreational shooters, but why don't you go ahead and just kind of talk a little bit about the line and who's out there using it on the range.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what a time to be alive, right? Sound suppressors are readily available. Right, a lot of changes happen starting this year in 2026. That, you know, the $200 federal tax stamp that always was a barrier of entry. Ultimately, you know, when the paperwork's filled out to get your hands on a sound suppressor, that now is no longer a barrier. You know, as that process takes place, so the ownership of suppressors, you know, you go to the range now, you see it
see a lot, substantially
more than you did just 3 or 4 years ago, and certainly substantially more than you did maybe 10 years ago. So how does super suppressed, how does Winchester super suppressed, you know, benefit the shooter that invested in one of those suppressors? And it ultimately comes down to what this product can provide. You know, you can shoot any ammunition through a firearm equipped with a sound suppressor, provided it's the correct caliber. But super suppressed really takes it to the next level in terms of, you know, overall sound levels and ultimately how far that suppressor can achieve reducing sound and ultimately keeping that suppressor cleaner along the way too during a range session or out in the field. So that's what this line is. So if you're somebody that likes to shoot a lot, and likes to shoot a suppressor, this is the product line for you.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, growing up, that it just was non-existent.
Right.
So you think about noise, and not that you're, you know, fearful to pull the trigger necessarily, but, you know, recoil noise. It's just something you have to get used to.
It might be the worst part of shooting.
Yeah, that's right.
Is you got to deal with the noise.
Yeah.
Right?
But now you're sitting here looking at great offerings in rimfire, great offerings in pistol and rifle. So. Before we, you know, kind of get into, well, all the details, why don't you start with rimfire and just talk through, you know, some of the benefits in that category.
Sure. So the rimfire product is no different than the centerfire rifle or centerfire pistol products in that they are all going to be what's called subsonic products, right? And most of our listeners probably know what subsonic means. If somebody's invested into in a suppressor, they probably know what that is. But it's really simple, right? It's a product that launches the projectile below the speed of sound. That's what subsonic means, right? So, you know, the noise from firing a weapon system comes from two things, right? It's the actual energetic ignition, the primer going off, ultimately igniting the propellant, and that sudden release of pressure that propels the projectile. And then the other noise comes from, usually, that projectile breaking the sound barrier, breaking the speed of sound, and that crack, that sonic crack. We all know what a sonic boom is, right? Well, really, a cartridge does the same thing, just on a much smaller scale, if it's above the speed of sound. Well, all these products are below the speed of sound by design, right? Now, there's probably some listeners that'll say, well, you know, the speed of sound changes depending on temperature or altitude.
Yeah.
We know that. Obviously, we know that. The goal with these products is to ensure that they're below the speed of sound, that they're subsonic, you know, in all normal conditions, right? From typical temperature ranges they'll be used in, typical elevations they'll be used in, typical barrel lengths. So all these products are subsonic. So you specifically asked about the rimfire product. It's a subsonic product, but then it goes a step further in that the projectiles are typically heavier. You know, most rimfire projectiles in 22 long rifle are around 40 grains. Well, we step these up to a 45 grain projectile in most of the super suppressed offerings, and it's plated, right? So as it's passing by that sound suppressor, we want to ensure that the amount of fouling or lead vaporization taking place is minimal to reduce how much cleaning has to take place when you're done with your range session.
Yeah, sure. One question, too, that I've been asked, like accuracy-wise or just overall performance, even though you are maybe reducing velocity or heavier bullet weights as far as accuracy, performance-wise. Talk a little bit about just how they perform on target compared to maybe your standard, you know, 22 long rifle.
That's a good question, and actually that's an extra benefit of super suppressed product or subsonic products. Is one of the aerodynamic occurrences that happens when you fire a projectile is actually they have a tendency to lose accuracy when they pass from being supersonic to subsonic. It's called the transonic region, and usually bullets tend to get less accurate when they pass that region. Well, there's one way to ensure they never pass that region. Yeah. Start them below the speed of sound to start with.
Okay.
So the accuracy is going to be top-notch with these products for that reason.
The transonic region, huh? That's,
hey,
I'm learning something new.
It's all about education.
No, that's good. So, Kyle, you did a great job talking about rimfire, the offerings we have, the benefits there. Why don't we get a little bit into pistol and rifle and just, yeah, walk through some of the technical features in each category and some of the offerings.
Sure. Yeah, so some are probably wondering, well, why are some of those calibers in this line and some aren't? Well, you know, we naturally picked the calibers that fit very close to being subsonic already, right? They're just good fits for suppressed ammunition. So in pistol, heavy for caliber projectiles, right? So in 9mm, a 147 grain, that's a naturally subsonic product. Same thing in .45 Auto, a 230 grain. You know, these items really work very well at subsonic ranges. To start with, now here in super suppressed, we're guaranteeing they're going to be subsonic. They're going to be the lowest possible decibel level, quiet as could be, and have all those benefits that we talked about earlier about that lead vaporization on the heel prevents that altogether. Same thing in the rifle side. You know, heavy for caliber. We've got a 308 offering in a 168 grain. We've got a 300 blackout offering in 200 grain. You know, that's a pretty common offering in 300 blackout, those heavyweight subsonic. That's one of the benefits of 300 blackout from its onset and introduction was that it naturally was suppressed well. It was natural to make subsonic. We've got a very optimized load there in that 200 grain projectile there. And then, you know, another thing in rifle, very unique to Winchester, is the straight wall cartridges,
sure,
right? So
sure.
So we do offer in the super suppressed line both a 350 Legend and a 400 Legend offering. You know, again, very heavy for caliber bullets, a 255 grain bullet and 350 Legend, a 300 grain bullet and 400 Legend. You know, very well-suited products for range time, as well as even in the field on those two, you know, to where an individual could take advantage of having a suppressor, you know, on their favorite rifle in that street.
Yeah, no, that makes good sense. You all have always put a lot of thought and time and attention into carefully picking the grain weights and the caliber choices, so it's a great lineup. Very, very useful for anybody out there who's trying to make choices and figure out, you know, whether they're in the field or at the range. So I did want to address one other topic from earlier. We talked a little bit about regular ammo versus suppressed ammo. You know, I have a rifle, I have a suppressor, and I'm staring in my safe and I can choose, you know, my regular batch of ammo or suppressed. I mean, obviously, I think most people would go there, but talk a little bit about usage of maybe your standard regular ammo in that configuration on the range or in the field.
Sure, yeah, that regular ammo, it's going to fire out of that firearm with a suppressor on it, but it's not going to take advantage of all the benefits that super suppressed can provide, right? It's likely not going to be subsonic. So I talked about earlier the what makes noise when we fire a firearm, you know, it's going to have that crack if it's not a super suppressed product. Additionally, it's likely not going to have that sealed off bullet heel or jacketed appropriately,
sure,
to prevent that lead vaporization. So while that regular ammo can be fired, more frequent cleanings will be required with that
sure
product.
Sure.
And it's not designed for those high volume range sessions like super suppressed can provide, mm-hmm, right? Where, I don't know about you, but I like to spend more time shooting, less time cleaning firearms, cleaning suppressors. For an individual to really get the most fun out of that suppressor that they just invested in, super suppressed ammo.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, like we talked at the front end, and there's a lot of people out there now who are moving this direction, whether you're a new shooter, you have kids, the experience is a lot different, a lot better in some instances. So once again, Winchester has come out with and provides a lot of options, a lot of opportunities in super suppressed ammunition. So thanks for joining us today on the Winchester Life Quick Shots podcast. We're going to have you back. We're going to cover some more products down the line, but for those of you out there, any information you would like to get on Winchester's super suppressed ammunition or other ammunition products in general, visit winchester.com. You can also find these products at a local retailer or dealer in your area. Thank you again for joining us, and be safe out there.